This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with me, Christine Wong, and
Frida Liu.
And today we're talking about the question, should you become a multi-hyphenate? If you want to get in touch with us about this topic, we are on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We're also on Twitter at BFM Radio. Now, why are we talking about this today? Well, the hard truth that we have to accept as a result of the pandemic is that some of us were forced to pivot careers and some even needed to find additional income streams in order to be more financially secure and to combat the uncertain future of our global economy. So as many have embarked on diversifying their skill sets, this phrase multi-hyphenate career has become more popular, and this career cannot be explained with just one job title. Now, Sheila Singham, founder of Human Equation, who we'll be speaking to later on, recently wrote an article in The Star that was published on Monday titled The Joy of the Hyphen. So here are some key highlights from that article, right? So, what do we mean by a multi-hyphenate? It's someone with several professions or skills. For example, you could be a lawyer hyphen baker hyphen entrepreneur or a makeup artist, influencer, accountant. You know, like, it's no longer very easy necessarily to answer the question of what do you do for a living for some of us, right? During the pandemic, many people pivoted their careers in innovative ways and diversified their skill sets to find a new way to earn a living. And the pandemic also taught us to not put all of our eggs into one basket and to find new ways of doing business and making money.
Right. So Sheila also quotes from Emma Gannon, the author of The Multi-Hyphen Method. And the quote reads, "We need people who can change skills at last minute, people who are open to trying new things, people that in a corporation might possibly be in the process of becoming redundant. And then someone within the company can say, you know what, you actually have so many transferable skills. Why don't you come over here and try this job?" So Emma thinks that there are so many positives to having different skills and being flexible and adaptable. And to become a multi-hyphenate is about investing in yourself and finding a balance between passion and paycheck, or being able to pivot that passion to a paycheck if you want to.
Mm-hmm. So let's dive deeper into Emma Gannon's concept of multi-hyphenate, right? She wrote this book called The Multi-Hyphen Method, with one thought, which is that people are multifaceted by nature. So many of us don't just do one thing naturally. We have insights, we have interests outside of work, and some people now juggle a lot of side hustles as well, right? Now, this book and this multifaceted lifestyle is not meant for everyone. There are many people who enjoy having one job and one focus. But Emma wanted to write about people who are like her, who thrive from having multiple projects on at once and switching hats between roles. But being a multi-hyphenate is not necessarily about hustle culture, and it's not about multitasking specifically. Back in 2017, in the US alone, 25% of millennials did in fact have a side hustle. So people were finding joy, passion, and extra income on the side of their 9-to-5s. Now, that number is up to 64%, right? And I think that's also been impacted by how the pandemic happened. That forced us to pivot and rethink what work means to us. We talked a lot about flexibility and looking into other income streams and digital workspaces and remote work and all this other stuff that would allow us to maybe be, I guess, more
adaptable,
more accepting or understanding of the concept of multi-hyphenate in the first place.
So being a multi-hyphenate is usually about choice, choosing to do multiple things to design a life you love, whereas working multiple gigs to make ends meet is a force of circumstance and can often lead to burnout and despair. However, whether you are a multi-hyphenate or not, whether you enjoy your job or not, whether you are forced to find a side hustle or not, 2020 was also the year of burnout. Mm-hmm. So to bring it back home, Malaysia also recorded about 30% of the labour force in Malaysia, that's 5 million people, work in the gig economy, and the numbers have been growing. In fact, freelancing or getting side hustles was already a trend before the pandemic struck in Malaysia, says Thomas O'Farrell, co-founder of freelancing site Workana, which was founded in Argentina and launched in Malaysia back in 2019. Thomas also mentions that the younger generation's preferences are changing. They value their independence and they want to choose the clients and work hours. So the full-time work model no longer works for them. They're seeing more people choosing to become freelancers. In fact, many Workana users have gone way past the dabbling stage and are now full-time freelancers. So for them, this is no longer a side hustle.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, A hyphen in your title could be a side hustle, a new gig, or an additional career. But according to Emma, it can simply even be a passion. And it's important to remember that a passion doesn't need to be a side hustle or lead to a paycheck. Basically, it's about stepping away from the pursuit of passion as a paycheck and instead flipping the script on what true purpose in terms of career means. So it's not necessarily about finding our inner calling or anything like that, but it's more about the fact that something's kind of not working with the way that we work. People find purpose in connection and being seen at work. Like, you can feel seen in your job as an accountant and then feel like you did an amazing job that day and get paid, and then disconnect and then go enjoy an evening with your family. So Emma doesn't agree with the thinking of you must have this one job that is your calling in life. You know, she thinks maybe we've gone a bit too far with that.
Right. And her key takeaway is to release the pressure of your job needing to equal constant fulfillment and let go of the notion that you're defined by your job. So the multi-hyphen life is about investing yourself and being your own backup plan. It's about betting on yourself when the only thing you control is how you choose to develop, diversify, and design your workday. However, again, she reiterates that while there are lots of positives to having different skills and being flexible and adaptable, not everyone is the same. And this isn't a call for everyone to be a multi-hyphen. She actually doesn't think everyone should be either.
And also, I think with being a multi-hyphenate talent as well, especially if that is translated into having side hustles or even multiple jobs, right? Mm. If you are an employer, employees having other jobs other than the one at your company might be a little bit alarming, right? Mm. This is something that is referred to as moonlighting as well, which is having a second job typically kind of secretly or, you know, in addition to regular employment, you know, in during your off-work hours, right? Mm. Joe Flanagan from Velvet Job said that the number of employees taking more than one job is actually increasing because of the flexibility of remote working that has been offered. Now, although the numbers of employees moonlighting is maybe about like 2-3% of cases, the virtual work environment that the pandemic has given us now makes the potential for this to happen increasingly likely, right? So there are some companies that might be a bit paranoid about that or who might be worried about that, right? Mm. And if they are concerned, they can actually protect themselves from the risks of employees, quote-unquote, like two-timing or moonlighting through their policies and in some cases even their contracts as well, right? And it's up to, I guess, each individual employer and company to decide whether or not to prohibit it altogether or not. But exactly what employers do and how will also depend on their philosophies about their employees and working with other organizations.
Right.
So this is confusing to me in the sense that I think that we have to look at this from multiple perspectives, ironically.
Hence.
But, you know, I think when we talk about multi-hyphenate in this case, I think that we're looking at it more from the perspective of people who are using multiple skills to possibly earn an income, right? Because I'm going to say something that maybe slightly not controversial, but
different.
I mean, to me, I'm just sitting here like, if you're a person who has multiple facets and you just go through life doing that, you don't necessarily have to define yourself as a multi-hyphenate. Are you just like a person with interests and hobbies? Like,
right.
You know, so I'm the kind of person, which I think we were talking about this off air, where I like having one thing going on. You know, I like having one job. I'm not defining myself by it. I have other interests and hobbies and things that I like to do outside of work. Anyone can tell you that I can talk your ear off by Harry Potter, right? But, you know, I don't necessarily take that and those interests as like defining myself as a multi-hyphenate in that sense.
Right. Okay. You know? Yeah. And I think also with differing views, right? I just want to, and I guess the whole worry about moonlighting, and I want to talk about this guy called Coogan, right? I think his name's Coogan, but the guy who started Masala Wheels.
Right.
And his full-time job is an engineer offshore.
Yeah.
With working for an oil company, right? Mm-hmm. You know, a local oil company. And so this is like, but then that is a business, but and it's a social enterprise. And so it's very interesting how, I guess, you know, in his engineering job, he couldn't do that. And just looking at myself, for the longest time, I had a day job working for a tech company and the side job, which I moonlit, which I cannot hide because I was a TV newsreader. So it was like...
So I think with the moonlighting aspect of this conversation, it is all about communication with your employer as well.
Right.
It's all about making sure that, you know, whatever you are doing, to make sure that there's no conflict of interest, you know? Mm. And I think as long as that's communicated, and especially now, I think the pandemic has really forced a lot of employers to be like, our employees are probably going to have something else going on.
Yeah.
And you have to really deal with the reality of that. So I think as long as that's sort of sanctioned, you know, I don't think that's as much of a problem. I don't know about this idea of, like, conflating being a multi-hyphenate with being flexible and adaptable as well. I think you can be flexible and adaptable without necessarily having to define yourself as someone who has multiple things going on. I think, you know, we shouldn't be conflating like skills with like activity.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. No, well, I guess if you're earning income from it, if you're not earning an income from it, I guess it's just my hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, I think that, I think it's really interesting. Okay. I also want to bring up a little bit about, in terms of being a multi-hyphenate and having multiple careers going on or like having multiple jobs at the same time, right? We did talk about burnout a little bit at the beginning of this conversation. What do you think about that? And how do you juggle, you know, as like, because you're a person who has multiple things going on all the time. How do you do that, but then also make sure not to burn out as well?
Okay, so I'm a big planner, I think just like you as well. And these are things that interest me. So I don't find it, when I do these other things, right, it's probably not the money that's driving me. It's more the other interest that divide that, you know, it's like things that I'm not able to do here,
right?
Like something I do training as well, right? It's not something that I do here, right? And it's different kind of training. And so I find the passion elsewhere to do it, right? So I feel that that's the case. I'm multifaceted. Great that it can earn money for me, but there are also other hobbies that I like walking and running and that, right? So these are things that just come about. So I don't find that I have burnout, but also I'm at a different stage, right? Because my kid is not a tiny kid anymore.
Right. But I also think that that's really interesting, right? Because you do have one, essentially, only one of those things is something, or like maybe a few of those things are something you're relying on entirely for income, right? Yeah. And finding, and I think it's that thing of if you're a multi-hyphenate, there's going to be one thing probably that you rely on the most purely from a financial perspective.
Yeah.
And the rest are like, okay, I just want to do this. And it's the wanting. And again, going back to the what we talked about, it's the choice. It's the wanting to do it. And if that gives you passion, but you're not focusing on it being something that provides you an extra paycheck. That's, I think, the key to balancing that out, right? Anyway, it's time for a short break for some messages. But after that, we will be speaking to Sheila Singham of Human Equation, of course, about this topic and this article that she wrote. But for now, here is Let Forever Be by the Chemical Brothers on BFM 89.9.
Burger, fries, Milo, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bites with me, Christine Wong, and Frida Liu. And we're talking about being a multi-hyphenate person, staff member, employee, and essentially how a lot of people were forced to either pivot or look at side hustles and additional income streams in order to become more financially secure. So now as this has continued, this phrase of multi-hyphenate career has become more popular. And we're sort of taking a look at, you know, hyphenate, what being a multi-hyphenated person means, I suppose,
and cons,
today. Pros and cons. Yeah. So in order to facilitate that conversation, of course, we have a guest with us. It's Sheila Singham, Managing Partner at Human Equation. And if you would like to get in touch and be part of this conversation, we are on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and on Twitter at BFM Radio. Sheila, I think first question from maybe the employer's perspective, let's start with that first. Should we encourage hyphenate staff?
I would reply a resounding yes to that. It can only be to a company's advantage to have staff who are skilled in many areas and possibly who are able to turn those skills to a business advantage. Say, for example, if you've got a staff who's good at some area that is outside of their job scope and the company is looking to expand into new areas to do business model innovation, that person could maybe be absorbed into that new unit and or to head the new unit and, you know, spearhead the new ideas for business innovation. And also, an example, instead of hiring two people with one type of skill each, why not give the hyphenate staff the option of filling two roles and maybe paying them more? Or paying them on a project basis for extra work they can do using another skill they have, which they were not hired to do, which does not fit into the job description. Generally, people who are multi-skilled also tend to be more adventurous about taking up new challenges, and they tend to be more creative because, you know, they're using their minds in multiple ways to do different roles. And that can actually strengthen the neurological connections in the brain, which in turn brings about better left brain, right brain connectivity, creativity, the application of, you know, creative thinking and logical thinking being able to merge together. So they end up with more creative problem solving, more productivity and so on. So yeah, I would say we should encourage hyphenate stuff.
Right. And what's your view of side hustles for people who are employed?
I think we should begin to understand that we don't own the people we employ. That their lives are not just about working for us. It cannot be about work, work, work. People need to balance work, you know, their day jobs with other interests. So we pay people for the services they provide us within a time frame and for the deliverables that, you know, they need to, well, deliver to us. I think that as long as the side hustle does not conflict with their job, for example, it's not competition for your company, or it does not steal away clients from your business, or it does not impose a security threat, nor is it detrimental to your brand, like the person doing some unsavory activities, or which does not align with the value system of your company. And as long as the person is able to deliver what he has to in the job you're paying him, there should be no restrictions on what he does on his time. For example, if he wants to sing in a jazz band, run a restaurant or a retail or online business, or do something else which sort of doesn't conflict or will not negatively impact your brand or your company, why should we stop him? You know, we should always be encouraging people to develop more skills outside of their job scope. This is what I believe. Because, you know, human beings have tremendous potential and good leaders will always encourage their people to go and develop the potential in any area they're passionate about.
Mm. So, I guess, Sheila, what are the sort of pros and cons, advantages and disadvantages of hiring hyphenate staff then?
Frankly, I see more advantages than disadvantages. Well, there are some disadvantages, but in terms of advantages, I'd say that hyphenate staff are multi-skilled and hence they could be assigned to other roles when needed. You know, we're in a state of a lot of flux going on out there, you know, a lot of changes happening in various industries, digitalization is taking place and so on. So there might be new areas we want to explore, new areas the company needs to venture into and think about. So if someone is good at something and has a passion for it to boot, but sort of outside of the role, like he might have been hired to the finance department, but he's got like a great passion for IT and so on, I think we should be open to allowing him to go there and use his talent to, I don't know, develop software, enhance processes using, you know, digital methods and so on. Hyphenate staff are usually also very flexible and open to exploring new ideas because they like acquiring new capabilities and skills. They get excited about things like that. They tend to be unafraid of new challenges and they could actually be very good problem solvers because they're not confined to just one way of thinking, one profession, one mindset. They are generally very creative and positive about change, which actually allows them to embark on that path of, you know, acquiring new skills in the first place. And they're good learners. They're quick to learn. They love learning. So when you know, a company has to go through a process of sifting through, you know, data, information, change to figure out what to do, they like taking that on as a challenge. And also for the company, you know, it allows the company to do business model innovation, to come up with more ideas that can be fulfilled by the multi-talented employees. In terms of disadvantages, if the job is very routine, you could end up with having these hyphenate staff becoming easily bored and losing motivation, being restless and wanting to move on to other companies, other tasks which appear to be more exciting to them. Of course, if they do not know how to draw boundaries between the different things that they do, these different skills that they have and how they exercise those skills, they might end up without a balance in the time that they dedicate to their different tasks, and something may have to give. Hopefully, it's not the day job, the job that you're hiring them for. But I also think that having regular conversations with your hyphenate staff to find out what motivates them, what turns them on, and being able to be that good leader who's able to guide them in terms of managing the different things that they do and motivating them, that would certainly help.
Now, if there are no roles that fit the staff, should it be a case of letting them go?
Well, I think that if you've hired someone and they don't fit the role, then the hiring process needs to be relooked, yeah? But let's say you've hired someone and the company's gone through a transition and you begin to find out maybe you've divested a certain subsidiaries or closed down certain departments and there's no role for them. I would always say letting the person go should be a last resort. The first option would be probably to get them skilled in an area where there is a need, if they are willing, to explain to them that we still have this particular roles, you're not really qualified for it right now. Are you willing to go through a training process to, equip you with the skills to be able to function? And if they're not, well, fine. Then the next thing is perhaps to just ask them what they see themselves doing, where they are, they see they would thrive or be passionate about. And maybe to get them skilled in an area outside the organization's needs where there are opportunities to be hired. So we could, offer them a training program at the expense of the company, some job skills training program to actually make them hireable so that if you have to let them go, they actually have opportunities outside to be hired. If you want to go one step further to maybe actually work with some of your partners, client companies, associates, and so on, to find out if there are positions for a person like this in order for, to keep the loyalty of that staff so you don't just sort of let them out and say, okay, I'm done with you. We don't have a use for you anymore. So, we can't help you. Just go. I mean, that's to me very cold and very, very cold.
Okay, so I guess, you were talking earlier, Sheila, about, the concern that maybe hyphenate professionals might be excited by other opportunities, and that might be something to look out for. So are hyphenate professionals like yourself best off being self-employed potentially in your opinion, so that creativity is not, hampered so much?
Well, not necessarily so, because being self-employed is not necessarily for everyone, least of all the faint-hearted who will hyperventilate when they don't get a paycheck at the end of the month. I've been in that position, by the way. I think hyphenate professionals can thrive where their employers give them the freedom to do other gigs aside from their day jobs, and see that as an advantage for the corporate brand. I mean, just imagine when you have employees who can do many things, it's a good reflection on the versatility and diversity of the brand and its openness to new ways of working. The company will then in turn keep drawing interesting hyphenate professionals that can give it new dimensions in terms of creativity and innovation. But then again, it's up to the company to sort of draw up some loose rules, right, as to what type of outside gigs are you open to your employees engaging in and posting about on social media for the world to know, and whether what they're doing sort of fits in with your value system and your brand. I mean, if you're a very conservative sort of brand, if such brands still do exist, and then you've got people who are going out there and it's being advertised that they're pole dancers or something, and I have nothing against pole dancers, right, really, but I'm just saying that you might, from your map of the world, that might sort of be no. So you need to make that call actually as an employer, as a corporation, whether you're going to allow that. I mean, I've known of neurosurgeons who are fantastic jazz musicians and
people who work in the media who are acting as a side gig and doing stand-up comedy. And I don't see anything wrong with that. But then again, it's up to the corporation to define what it finds acceptable and not, and to communicate that with the staff. The more flexible you are as a corporation, the more flexible, innovative, creative people you are going to be attracting, and that can only be for your good.
Fantastic. That was Sheila Singham from Human Equation, and I think honestly what the conversation boils down to is hyphenate staff are probably a great thing, but you need to compensate hyphenate staff for hyphenate skills. I think after a point, that's sort of all you can do. But that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you to Sheila for sharing her thoughts on multi-hyphenate staff. And of course, do stay tuned, because at 1 p.m. after the news bulletin, founded in 1988, Dilma Tea has grown from a household name in Sri Lanka to a global icon of Ceylonese tea available in over 100 countries. But now, as Sri Lanka's economy breaks down and global supply chain issues continue to plague the world, how will Dilma move forward and continue with their expansion plans? CEO Dilhan Fernando was on The Breakfast Grill to share his thoughts on that. But for now, on behalf of myself, Christine Wong, and Frida Liu, this has been Enterprise Biz Bites. Coming up now is Vertigo by U2 here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.